This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. It's Bishcake, CB, and JP. Time now to open up the entertainment page, brought to you by BMW Fairfax.
I actually don't have the read in front of me. Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Hold got on. It.
All right. It's not.
He's got it.
I don't always have the sheet right there. Entertainment page is driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She'll hook you up. She's the general manager. Check them out online at BMWFairfax.com. I guess they had the SAG Awards over the weekend. And, man, one of the highlights, or lowlights as far as I'm concerned, is all these skinny actresses. They're all on the Ozempic. I mean, they look terrible. Like, Demi Moore looks terrible.
What is she doing?
She's older. From her movie,
you got to see how skinny it is.
Body terror movie.
These are just...
Well, it's not just Demi's body, her face. She's had so much work done to her face.
100%. But these girls...
always been thin, though. I don't know that she's on Ozempic.
Okay.
Has she ever been heavy?
Look at the pictures. She's skin and bones. She looks like Ariana Grande.
Ooh, you know,
Ariana Grande, whatever. She never was fat, but she's butt skinny. Same thing with Demi. Just all these women. What doctor is giving these Hollywood stars unnecessary Ozempic? It's crazy. Like, shouldn't Ozempic be reserved for like the ginormous people?
I guess. I don't know. Yeah, she looks butt skinny.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not healthy.
Like way skinnier than in her prime.
And you know, I got a buddy who's on it. He loves it.
What if she just has...
He was like 300 pounds.
What if she just has some sort of an eating disorder?
Could be.
It's possible.
It's possible. And I'm sorry if that's what it
is. I'm not saying it's not, but it could be just
seems to be that's the trend that a lot of these... You know, everyone's taking Ozempic, and it's good. If you need it, take it. But I don't think the Hollywood people need it, most of them,
I don't think
and
she needs
to lose
weight.
And the thing is, it has, like, bone density issues that, you know, you could just, like, fall apart.
Is this the picture you're talking about? I think she looks kind of good there.
No, this picture right here.
But that's the SAG Awards, right?
Okay, you're not seeing her arms. Look at her arms right there. You think she looks healthy?
Which one is she?
Third one.
In the middle? I mean, she's definitely thin.
No, it's beyond thin. It's just not right. But whatever. I just don't think it's healthy. It's terrible, and it's making waves. And another person who looks kind of like that is actually Justin Bieber.
The Biebs.
But he actually made a statement, or his spokesman made a statement this weekend, and they're saying, first of all, he and Haley, they're fine. He's not using drugs. He's at a great place in his life. He was actually at a charity hockey thing over the weekend, and he did like a playful little scrap with Jeremy Roenick. I don't know if you saw that.
I see that he's wearing a coat that's bigger than the red puffy coat that that you wear in here sometimes, which is shocking.
Bigger. It is even bigger.
Look at how big this coat is. It's a cartoon size coat that he's wearing.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. They say the Biebs is in a great part of his life. He's ended several close friendships and business relationships that no longer served him. He's being a great dad to his, I think he has a new daughter. And that he's working on a new album, Cakes, that I'm sure you'll be first to download whenever that comes out.
I'll be right there.
Mr. Bickle, I'm just reading stuff about Demi.
Yes.
I'm not saying that this is accurate.
Are they saying
she
has an eating disorder?
No, they're saying she came down with shingles. Ooh. She lost 20 pounds.
That sucks.
Because she had shingles.
I mean, I had shingles. I wish I had lost 20 pounds.
Yeah, me too. It was butt painful. I know it hurt.
Yeah, it definitely, yeah.
So that's what she's saying. That's right. Why she said she lost 20 pounds. So that could be the reason.
Right. Did you get the shingles in Vegas when you didn't sleep for a day?
It wasn't a day. I was up gambling for three straight days.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. And I broke out in shingles.
You were in a manic state.
I've had it twice.
Ooh.
It's just when you're exhausted and your immune system just totally breaks down, you're vulnerable to it. I think it's chicken pox. Is it herpes virus at the end of the day? What is
not
shingles?
Not sure.
I think it's chicken pox.
I think it's the chicken pox virus.
I think it's chicken pox. Yeah. I think it's the same virus.
So I saw this. Valdez put this on. By the way, I don't know. Are you guys following spring training the way the Mets fans are? I mean, they were so excited
because Soto
hit his home run.
Of course.
I mean, immediately I'm getting texts from Vinny and Joe about Soto. But then Keith Hernandez.
Soto, he's killing it. Spring training.
Great debut, EB.
Port St. Lucie or wherever the Mets train. Wherever they train.
Well, we talked about the Caps scoring a bunch in the first. The Nats scored 18 runs in the first two games.
I didn't even pay attention.
EB, I hope you got our tickets for when the Mets come to Nats Park. And we're going to take over that Terra Club. It's very fancy.
We'll do that again for sure.
I'm sure you will.
Dude, who has spring training? Because I can't remember anymore. Near Fort Myers. Because I'm going to be out there with Joe P and them.
That's the Red Sox.
Maybe the Red Sox.
It's the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Anybody else nearby?
Probably.
Oh, yeah. I forget.
Yeah, because a lot of times there are three or four of those close. We should do that one of those days. We should go to spring training.
Which
we used to do it all the time.
I'm going in 2 weeks. I'm going the weekend of March 14th.
Yeah, the Mets are in Port St. Lucie.
Is that near Fort Myers? No.
I don't know where it's near.
No, I think Port St. Lucie is not.
Twins are the other team there.
That are near there?
Yep.
I'm going to do that. But anyway, Keith Hernandez apparently was distracted at one of the first spring training games because there was a local pickleball match going on and some hottie. And did they show her on TV?
Yeah.
They actually panned the cameras. Do you have audio of it?
Pickleball. Need we say anything more?
It's
Keith,
right.
Quiet.
What are they doing?
This is their rocket.
I'm distracted.
She has a tiny mini skirt, and then it looks like just a bathing suit top on.
Yeah,
and tiggles.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, attractive woman playing.
Of course,
pickleball.
He's going to be distracted.
That's Steve Smith. They'd all be distracted.
And then I think the next day they had B-roll of the same court and they're playing doubles. They aren't, but another couple was playing doubles tennis.
Yeah,
and Keith Hernandez said, "I like yesterday's match better."
Yep. So, I don't know. Did you guys catch any of this the other day? I did. I'm kind of out on pickleball because I'm afraid of blowing out my Achilles now. But I was watching. It was the Pickleball Slam 4, I think it was.
Okay.
And it was Roddick, Agassi,
Steffi.
I did not watch.
And
I like playing pickleball. It was Steffi, more than watching pickleball.
Oh, it was the girl.
Roddick's wife?
She used to be hot.
Starts with the E. Her name starts with the E. She's the girl from Canada. She's Canadian.
Yeah, you always talked about
Evie
her.
Evie Bouchard.
Bouchard.
Yes.
Yeah, good pull.
Yeah,
is that
Bouchard.
Right?
Yes.
Bouchard, yeah.
And I don't know. I like watching it. It's funny.
I watched a little bit of it.
What's interesting, though, is, and they're, obviously, they have great hands. They have great reflexes and everything. But Agassi, by far, I think, is better than Roddick. Roddick is just,
I think he is.
He's just hitting balls hard as hell.
He just tries to rip them.
I have switched up my game. I'm no longer just a banger.
You're a banger?
I have some finesse to my game.
Roddick is a total banger. He doesn't understand the game at all. Agassi, I think, understands it better. Mm-hmm. But they're basically playing pickleball like tennis. And mm-hmm. I was actually getting annoyed. No, they were still good points, but you know what I mean? They were playing.
There's different styles. Some people get away with being bangers. Some people like to need to finesse you around the court.
They're mic'd up too, so they're talking to each other and they're talking to the umpire.
Yeah,
I didn't watch the girls. I just watched Roddick and Attica.
Well, no, they played doubles together.
I'm just saying, but they were playing singles.
Yeah, they played singles first.
I just watched the singles. Yeah, a little bit.
Drabby, I played pickleball over the weekend. You know what my buddy said?
Yeah.
Because he thought I was good. And I was like, well, he's like, you must play. I was like, no, I haven't played in a year. And he goes, that's the beautiful thing about pickleball.
Yeah.
He's like, there's not that much difference. You can not play and you can still play with better players.
That's true. I do think that's true. It's the barrier to entry is zero.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All you need is a paddle.
Yeah, you need to be
balls.
Breathing.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're breathing, you can play. Literally, I've seen 90-year-old people hitting it over the net to each other. Mm-hmm. And I think that's nice. Drabby, are you still way anti-pickleball, hate the sound, hate everything about it?
I'm anti-pickleball. The only thing more annoying than just the pickleball craze is you quitting pickleball for fear of tearing an Achilles when it's a sport for old people.
Well, it's just, I'm just,
I mean,
sorry.
I watch these
people.
I was playing tennis yesterday. I was watching these people play pickleball. They didn't move for an hour.
Yeah,
they stand there. Everyone stands there. They tell me what a great workout. Oh, I lost 40 pounds playing pickleball. You didn't.
Impossible.
Impossible. No, but I watched them all. None of them move.
I play, I move.
To counter that?
So that's why I don't.
Singles pickleball is a different animal. You're definitely
singles, you'll die. You can't, at our age, you can't play singles.
I can play singles.
Yeah, it's not
you
that
can?
Hard.
Yes.
I played hard. Singles in my jeans.
Well, if you're playing competitive singles, I'm impressed because it's very taxing.
I was playing our buddy Mike.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how competitive it is. I'm playing either my daughter or Bikey Bots, but like we're playing singles pickleball.
Eric, have you heard of one person tearing an Achilles playing pickleball?
Sure.
It's impossible.
It's not impossible.
It's impossible.
It's not
it's
impossible.
The
you don't play because you dart for balls. That's the whole point. You dart for balls. You do because everything. Listen, I play tennis still regularly, and that is just my wife and I would just hit. If she hits a great shot, I go great shot. I don't go for it.
Drabby was
pickleball,
watching.
You go for it. You're always playing.
He
matches.
He was watching the laziest pickleballers ever.
Yeah, people that play pickleball, you're constantly moving. If you play with any intensity at all. Now, if you're watching 90-year-olds, no, they don't go for anything. Were you watching 90-year-olds?
They looked like everyone was in their 30s and 40s.
Well, I'm surprised they weren't going for stuff.
Bunch of lazy.
They probably weren't very good.
I know. I'm a try-hard anyway, so I try hard. So, I mean, maybe if you're cool and you don't go for balls, I go for everything.
I saw you play pickleball. I didn't notice that you're an animal. I put Tasmanian devil out there.
I didn't say it was Tasmanian devil, but I go for everything. I go for it. I try hard. So I don't know.
It just wrecks me you quit the sport after pushing it so hard on the show as the next
day. He spends too much time hitting balls
into the
sim.
And then literally the next day you just, I'm over it.
No, I did it for a couple years and I started feeling it in my Achilles. Both my brothers blew theirs. I'm not going to be
felt it in your bones.
I'm not going to be the third Bickle to blow out his Achilles.
His Achilles was dingling, so he stopped.
Yeah. Sorry. And I was playing regularly, once or twice a week, paying money to reserving courts and all that.
I just watched a 2-minute Ben Johns highlight and doubles. He took like 2 steps the whole play. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm going to look at
it. It's not a great workout.
I'm not saying it's some elite workout. I'm saying you go for balls. You're darting around. Now, Ben Johns is elite. The elite players, they know how to cover the court with very little movement. Like, those guys are incredible.
Efficiency of movement, Drab.
The best pickle. I've played, like, pickleball pros. Those guys do not move a ton because they're so efficient. I'm not efficient. Just racing around, darting for everything.
I don't know. I played a bunch of games over the weekend, and I just was wearing jeans
because I just showed up. I would never play any sport in jeans.
That's so disrespectful.
Well, it wasn't intentional other than I was going to visit our friends and our families, and then they were like, well, let's go out and play pickleball, and it was 3 fathers and 3 sons, and we just played a bunch of pickleball.
Even if pickleball isn't a workout, I'm not playing it in a pair of jeans.
First of all, I'm not claiming it's some elite workout. I'm just saying you go for balls if you have any competitive instincts at all.
Drabby isn't a pickleball hater. He's never going to give in.
The best, you know what? The best workout is when they run from the baseline to the kitchen stripe or whatever they call it.
The kitchen.
They run about four steps.
Well,
and that's it.
That is true. It's like when they drop shot you or whatever, you go side to side. That's when you feel it in your Achilles if you're an old man. That's what I felt.
I'm watching Michael Chang right now do it.
How is he?
He looks old. Yeah. I mean, he's skinny, but he's not moving that much.
Eric, we need to get like a Fitbit on you next time you play pickleball.
Why?
He ain't going to play.
I'm out on it. It's too much
darting.
Put it on cake.
There's too much darting around and stuff. I don't like it. I go for balls. You guys don't. I do. Why is everybody thinking?
Are you
with me or
you're
no?
You're very defensive.
Are you with me? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Of course. Yeah. I go for balls too. And I look, doubles pickleball, not a great workout. Singles pickleball.
Singles, I think you get, I'm definitely gonna have a heart attack.
I don't know about very good workout.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it is.
Okay, Bruce Jenner. Yeah.
I mean, it's not that good of a workout. I played.
Yeah. You played a real singles pickleball match.
Yes, we played a match till 11 with the stupid score. I don't understand the score, but he was telling me all about it.
What a noob. Doesn't even know how to keep score. Noob.
Play with somebody that...
I figured it out. Okay, I just didn't know the score. I played in our tournament, which was, 2 years ago?
Yep.
I played a couple other times. That's it. So I'm sorry if I memorized the... three scores when you play doubles.
Yeah, you start 0-0-2. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows.
All right, last but not least, Cakes.
You used to complain that you didn't know.
I did. That's when I was a noob. I'm no longer a pickleball noob. I know what I'm doing. I don't play in jeans.
Right.
That's enough pickleball talk.
It's plenty. Trust me.
The whole point was there was a hot chick in Keith Hernandez Ogletree.
He's horny. Keith Hernandez. Yeah. He is
shocker.
Horny seeing chicks playing pickleball.
Apparently, Amazon has taken creative control over the James Bond series Cakes.
Yes.
And I guess...
Valdez is distraught. He's a big James Bond head over there.
Bezos, whatever his name is. He asked his followers on Twitter /X, who should the next James Bond be?
I'm sure they were all serious responses, too. I'm sure there were no jokes mixed in.
Apparently, there was a huge favorite pretty quickly.
And who it is?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
I know that a name that's been thrown out there recently is Idris Elba. I don't know if he's in the mix.
I feel like he's too old at this point.
Some were calling for Idris Elba, but that's not the one that was kind of like the overwhelming favorite.
Robert Pattinson.
Apparently. No.
They made him Batman. So.
Don't say
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Don't say Timothée Chalamet.
No.
Okay.
James McAvoy was one of them.
James McAvoy.
That people were lobbying for. Michael Fassbender was somebody people were lobbying for. Tom Hardy, people were lobbying. But it appears...
Did you like Tom Hardy as Bane in Batman?
Loved him. Henry Cavill.
Okay.
Played Superman. The number one guy sort of trending online. Okay. Could you see that? Could you see him being the next?
Handsome. I think I'm pretty sure he's British. Makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
He is.
There you go.
Says he's from New Jersey.
I thought he was a Brit.
Is always
Henry Cavill right there?
I thought
that's
he was
definitely
British,
Henry Cavill.
I could be wrong.
He was born in St. Hillier or Hellier, Jersey.
Where was he raised?
Yeah, but look, nationality. It says British right underneath Jason.
Oh, okay. All right.
What, British parents?
Vindicated.
He was born in Jersey.
Oh, well, you know what? It's not New Jersey. It's Jersey.
Oh, Jersey.
In the Channel Islands.
All right. That's definitely great.
All right, my bad. I missed the new part. There was no new. It's the old.
Old Jersey.
All right. Jersey. Sorry. So you're right.
All right. Got to take a break.
He's from old Jersey.
Yeah.
We're the Junkies. Don't go anywhere.
All right. So for the golf fans in the room, Mr. Bickle, Mr. Matt Myers, we got to talk about the Powerball ticket that Brian Campbell hit yesterday. If you're not a golf fan, I think you'll still enjoy this story.
Who is Brian Campbell?
He's a PGA Tour player, but he was a Korn Ferry Tour player for life. So
he's
31 years old. He played at University of Illinois. He was a really good amateur player, but he can never establish himself on the PGA Tour. It just wasn't good enough. He was a Korn Ferry player.
He played one year in 2017, I think, and then lost his card, and since then had been on Korn Ferry.
Yeah, so he was...
had five runner-up finishes there, never won on the Korn
Ferry. Never won on the Korn Ferry. He played 200 combined events on the Korn Ferry Tour and the PGA Tour, never won, okay? Had some runner-ups. But he did so well last year on the Korn Ferry, finishing in the top 25, that he got his PGA Tour card this year.
Okay.
Anyway, so
He's playing a phenom.
He's playing in Mexico. Now, it's not a loaded field, but he's playing against this Aldrich Potgieter, the South African kid, 20-year-old kid, the youngest kid on tour.
This kid hits Aldrich Potgieter?
He's got the worst name.
Potgieter?
Yeah.
That's a horrible name.
Potgieter. No, he's got the worst name.
He's got a terrible name, but he pummels the ball.
He's probably going to be the next star.
If I were him, I would change his name.
It's too late.
Yeah. Change it.
I know. It sucks.
Something more marketable.
So anyway,
he's got the worst name.
Yeah. They go to
worse than Alvo.
A playoff.
Wertheimer's a better name. And, wow, Amy Alvin really traded up, but she got
that. What if it was just Geeter?
Geeter's much better.
Or how about just Aldrich Pot? Aldrich Pot.
I think Geeter's better
Aldrich
than Pot.
Aldrich Geeter is better, I think.
All right.
Anyway, his name's Pot Geeter. So okay. Pot Geeter.
Literally a horrible
name. And Pot Geeter was playing well the entire tournament. He's leading pretty much the entire tournament.
He's a stud.
He is a stud, no doubt.
He has 193 ball speed on some of those drives.
Big fatty, but he's a stud.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
he's a big boy.
He goes to a playoff with Brian Campbell. All right. It's par five. Mm-hmm. Both of them, they both par it.
Yeah.
Go back to the tee, play 18 again, par five. So Potgieter pummels it, stripes it right down the middle. Campbell slices the ball. It's going into the woods. This ball's going into the woods. If it goes into the woods, he's Dunsky.
He's dead.
Well, you have to hit three.
Well, he's Dunsky. Yeah. He has no shot at winning.
Yeah.
It hits a tree, bounces back into the fairway. Well, not the fairway, back in play. He's in the rough. He's 95 yards behind where Potgieter is, hitting the second shot.
So his drive went about 220 yards after it hit the trees. Potgieter's went like 320.
Potgieter hits an iron into the trap, right? Greenside trap, just short.
Just barely miss a green.
Campbell pummels a three wood. He's 68 yards short of the green. Hits a wedge to 3 feet. Mm-hmm. Maybe 6 feet. All right.
Maybe 4 or 5.
It was really good. Anyway, he ends up winning the golf tournament.
Nice.
Okay. So he birdies Potgieter, your boy Potgieter with the great name.
That's my
boy. He couldn't make the putt. He had
I'll never hear about him again after this segment.
No, you'll hear Potgieter again.
Yeah, we'll talk about.
No. Okay. He's a 20-year-old.
If you say
phenom.
So.
No, we're going to talk about him on purpose just because you don't like the name.
He's a 20-year-old phenom.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Brian Campbell ends up winning the tournament, right? Which is a life changer for him because now he has a 2-year exemption with his tour card. Mm-hmm. So he's going to play in the Masters. He's playing in Augusta.
That's awesome.
He plays in all the signature events, $20 million purses.
Well,
there's five more.
Changes his entire life.
Yeah.
And
it's because the ball went right back into play.
He got lucky.
Right.
Oh, he hit a power ball.
Stroke of luck.
Yeah.
He hit a freaking power ball.
It's good because he can upgrade that girlfriend because he had about a 4 run out there and hug him on the.
You weren't a big fan of his? Now, I mean, look, he's about a 4.
He's an upgrade.
He's about a 4. I mean, come on.
Yeah. He might be a 2. His name is a minus 15.
No, we're talking about
Brian Campbell.
Brian Campbell.
Okay, gotcha.
Potgieter will have a silly like John Rahm. Even though he looks like John Rahm, he'll have a silly.
Got it.
Yeah.
Campbell will upgrade his girlfriend. She's cooked.
I don't know if I'd go a 4. She's a little bit better than a 4.
Okay.
4 is heinous.
All right, 6.
All right.
6 on her best day.
But the fact that he just got so hooked.
Valdez, Campbell's ball speed on his driver, you routinely
pummel it.
This is
Matt Valdez.
His ball speed was hitting 164 ball speed off the tee. Okay.
Yeah.
It was 270 carries. Not even old EB could carry it 270.
It's kind of nubs.
164 ball speed. Potgieter was hit 193, 194.
And you guys love his name. You love that guy.
Potgieter. Yeah. It's the worst
name
ever.
Tiger Woods.
All I could think about was this guy is obviously a superstar from South Africa. Aldrich is kind of weird, but it has a unique flavor to it. But Potgieter. It's such a bad name.
He's got kind of a pot belly.
Well, yeah, he looks like John Rahm, but without the beard or whatever.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
But that's why he can pummel it.
He's a stud. Gets it all in he won everything. They said, who was doing the game? Dan Hicks or whatever? Mm-hmm. Whoever it was saying his Instagram
Dan Hicks, Brad Faxon.
It's just him holding up trophies as a junior golfer and everything. All he does is just win. He's just a freaking stud.
And he won on the Corn Ferry.
Yeah. At 19.
At 19 years old.
Yeah.
And Brian Campbell.
Potgieter and Corn Ferry get more run on this show than any show on the planet.
But my point is, Cakes, you don't understand.
This guy
Brian Campbell got completely hooked. He wins $1.3 million yesterday. For his entire career, he won like $1.5 million. Over 200 events. He won 1.5, and he gets 1.3 yesterday. And now he can play in all these events where some of them are guaranteed cuts.
Yeah.
And
no, he's going to make five so to much 10 money. Million bucks this year.
He just got hooked.
Yeah. If you could play a full year on tour in 2025, you just make so much money.
Just make bank.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to wear.
Denny McCarthy has made $18 million already.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, think about that. What a score.
Denny McCarthy.
In his career this year.
Not this year, no. In his career, yeah.
That's
yeah.
still great.
Well, he's probably made an endorsement. He's probably made 30 million.
I'm just talking about on tour.
Yeah.
All right, while we're on the topic of niche sports.
I thought it was a good story because I know you don't care about golf, but the fact that he got hooked and his life has now changed.
Rags to riches story for that guy.
Yeah.
While we're on the topic of niche sports, it's hard to call poker a sport, but the WSOP had an event in North Carolina yesterday at Cherokee Harris Casino where they have a tour stop.
They have WSOP events all over
everywhere.
The place.
It's a huge field. Yeah. I think the main event had like a prize of like $370,000 if you win it.
Mm-hmm.
So they have this huge ballroom, nothing but poker tables and degenerates and chips.
Like the Junkies Poker
Kind of like
Open.
What I did at MGM National Harbor 2 weeks ago. During the main event, they're down to like 65 players. Some guy just rolls through the tournament area. He's not even a player. And he knocks over not one, not two, three tables filled with chips. He just gets underneath them and flips them. Like,
he was livid.
He was Rick for some reason. Something ricked him, and he went through and knocked three tables
over.
Well,
maybe he played somewhere else and just got...
Maybe.
Yeah.
Security has to tackle him. It's a whole mob scene.
So there's chips everywhere.
There's chips everywhere. It's chaos. So then they have to go like...
Tables look broken. Well, almost like smashed.
I don't think they're the sturdiest tables, especially when you bring in a big event like that. Yeah. They're not like... So they had to stall the tournament for 2 hours, go to the eye in the sky, and try to get all the chip counts correct from all the tables that are flipped over. And they're interviewing the players because, like, you go on a break or whatever, you don't generally take a picture of your chips. I guess some people do. Maybe people will do it after something like this happens. But they had to ask them, like, they had to go up to JP and, like, how many chips did you think you had on the break?
20 because million.
They just don't know.
Well, they could look. Don't they have the
so they had to go
the
back
sky.
They had to interview every player. They
but that's
go
just going to probably be an estimate.
And then,
yeah, but they can estimate pretty good.
Then
yeah.
They had to go to the other 60 whatever stacks that were at the that were left that didn't get flipped over and count every chip. I mean, it was a disaster. It was a poker debacle.
Did they give that guy the beatdown, or they just stopped?
They gave him a little bit of a beatdown to get him under control.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And then you know, as they peeled off of him. They hauled him out of the room.
But nobody knows why he did it.
Don't know why he did it. It wasn't like a guy who took a terrible beat.
Dude, if that was
maybe he got a terrible beat at another tournament.
Could have happened.
Yeah.
Imagine, but it said it wasn't a player in the tournament.
Right. Imagine, though, if that was like a cash game in like Doyle's room.
Oh.
And it was like, that's one thing for tournament chips to, you know, not really quite figure it out.
Right.
But if those are like the real cash.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
You they're know, just hundreds of thousands of dollars
on
the table.
Out on the casino floor.
I wonder if a casino has insurance where they just will hook you anyway. Like,
I don't know.
Maybe they'll just give you a ballpark figure and just give you the money if that happens.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I know this, though. If I go on break from a tournament, a big tournament, I'm taking a picture of my chip stack.
Well, see, that's the other thing. I mean, they got cameras everywhere, but it would just take forever.
Yeah, it takes time. It was a weird, it was crazy scene.
But if someone, what if I had $15,000 on a blackjack table?
Yeah.
And some guy came behind me and just stole a bunch of them and just ran out.
Yeah.
Won't the casino cover some of that?
They're
if not all of
they're
it?
They're going to give you your money back that got stolen?
I mean, I
got
to think they hook you.
I don't know.
I just think they can actually, you'd be shocked. They could probably identify to the chip with those cameras.
Right.
You're probably right.
You know? Because they're looking for cheating and where you're hiding stuff. Like, they could see everything.
They're looking for the ROMs of the world that are coming in and trying to bankrupt them.
Right.
Take all their money.
Dude, I watched some guy just, you know, was on one of my reels. He was a poker guy, and he was talking about how you should never play poker in a house where you don't know the people.
Yeah.
And he just was shuffling, and he just was talking. And he's like, and, you know, you think you can cut the cards and just put out four aces. Just on, you know, he just shuffled it in a million ways.
He's a mechanic.
One at a time, he just put out each ace.
Yeah, he's like Worm from Rounders.
Yeah, I mean, he was unreal.
Before he gets his ass beat by all the municipal workers, right? Right, Valdez? Also known as cops.
Yeah, and EB's favorite town, Binghamton.
Yes, right. It was in Binghamton.
I'm telling you, Binghamton's nubs, that university.
I mean, Matt Damon was doing so well in that game, and then Worm shows up and screws it for everybody. They take a beat down.
Hey, coming up next, we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to go see Dierks Bentley at Jiffy Lube Live. But let me tell you about Main Street Bank. Bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Is this Dierks Bentley? Valdez?
The song that's playing?
I don't know.
So, no.
This is not
I just heard the riff at the beginning. I don't know. We're giving away some Dierks Bentley tickets.
Yeah, this is
shortly.
Not Dierks Bentley.
This is classic rock.
Yeah. This song is probably...
No, now that I hear it, I know.
40 years old. 45 years old.
1976.
Okay. 45 years old.
May have fog brain.
I didn't hear it at first.
Good one, Valdez. I like that.
Did I tell you guys I did hot yoga when I was in New York?
No.
Good for
you. Yeah. Did hot yoga. It was like it's actually a place called Hot Works where you go into little saunas.
Okay.
They have like 10 saunas and you can fit 3 people at a time. And you could go in there. You could, like, ride a freaking, what's the bike thing that everybody does?
Peloton.
You could do Peloton in there.
Yeah.
Or you could do another one where you could do, like, lifting weights in there. And they have TV screens. And they just tell you the workouts. Mm. I went in one. It was actually called Stretch. Mm-hmm. But it was basically yoga.
Okay.
And you do it for, like, 45 minutes.
So it's just you in the cube?
Well, you could fit up to 3 people. So it was me, my wife, and my daughter. She wanted me to go.
Okay.
Because that's, like, her thing now.
You're sweating your Bozak
sweating
off?
Sweating my balls off. I ended up just sleeping in there. And they kept, because it was hurting my wrist.
You just slept in a hot room?
Yeah.
It was hurting your wrist.
Yeah, because I, like, doing the downward dog and all that stuff, my left wrist is all messed up. I can't put weight on my wrist right now. Got to heal it.
Mm.
Starting to sound as soft as cakes.
Yeah.
Thumb injury.
My wife was telling me how soft my hands are.
I'm telling you, a thumb injury until you have it. Valdez had it, and he said it was no joke.
Yeah.
Not
used a to thumb laugh. Injury.
He used to laugh and point and mock like the rest of you. And then he had it. And then what happened?
It was my index finger, and it consumed me.
Thank
cakes.
You.
I've had a thumb Thank problem you. Since I was 16 years old when it dislocated, and I popped it back in myself.
Yeah, that's different.
It never recovered. Yeah. Now, look. Both my thumbs used to have silly hitchhiker's thumb.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. The one that I
but it doesn't hurt.
Myself.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You broke it, but it doesn't hurt. His was hurting.
It hurts when I mean, it doesn't happen anymore, but like throughout law school, if I would have to write notes that long, I would have to start adjusting and use like a claw technique because it does
Mine
hurt.
Would click down like a light switch, and then I'd have to flick it back up. And it tilted me for about a year.
Can I tell you the other thing that upset me, though? So after Hot Works, I wanted to go get food. Firehouse Subs out of business in Ithaca.
Really?
How could that be?
Not enough people.
That was my go-to for steak and cheese.
You might have just made me go to Firehouse. I haven't been to Firehouse in a few weeks.
Yeah.
The woman there knows me. Because when I show up, I'm one of the first customers. Like, I'll always get, because I get there, I think they open at 10:30.
Yeah.
I'll get there right around 11, and I'll be like, on the receipt, it'll say 2 or 3. Right. Like, my number is 2.
Yeah, you're the first
second
person
there.
I'm fantasizing about food because I'm playing golf at noon, but I got to get food in me before, and the clubhouse is closed on Mondays.
On Mondays it is,
So I've been thinking, what's that place I go for the Greek all the time?
Greek Cafe?
Yeah, I've been going there too much. I'm always the first customer there.
Okay.
I'm thinking about, you said Jersey Mike's.
There's a Jersey Mike's in the old town.
Hooters.
Is there a Hooters in Olney?
No chance.
Get some wings.
Hey, you're a pro Hooters guy. You want to save the franchise.
Too classy to have a Hooters. Yeah. Come on, guy.
Right. I think I'm just going to do.
We're not Laurel.
I'm surprised the course is open on Monday.
It's just the clubhouse is closed.
Hey, so the Mystics, I know we don't spend that much time talking about the Mystics, but the Mystics are making a big time move here.
What are they doing?
Rebuild. They're going to have they've got 3 first round picks. They're going to have 3 of, I think it's the top 10 picks or whatever. They're going to actually have 3 of the top 6 because they have picks numbers 3, 4, and 6 in the upcoming draft.
This bobblehead is now a vintage collector's item because Ariel Atkins
traded her.
A member of the Mystics.
Oh, man, no. They are. They're rebooting it.
She gone.
Well, they have all.
And they fired.
They fired the coach we interviewed.
Tebow. Yeah,
we fired him. They got a new general manager, right?
Yeah, they got rid of the Tebows.
Yeah,
the dad was the GM and the son was the coach.
They're Tebowing. Not the Tebowing like Tim Tebow. Different Tebowing.
Right. Oh, that's too bad.
Three of the top six. Wow.
All right. So who
can
they?
I see a WNBA mock draft? I don't know.
They need, they need to draft that girl from Notre Dame, Sonia Citron. She's she's money.
Legit. Citron's mock to go number three overall. Of course, Paige Beckers is number one.
Oh,
what
they
about
can't
that
get Paige.
Juju girl? What year is she?
Watkins? No, she's only sophomore.
Okay.
Yeah, I see. So Sonia Citron projected three. I found
Jersey
a mock draft.
Jersey girl.
Then Jersey, New Jersey or Old Jersey?
Not Old Jersey, New Jersey. Okay.
Then another
got jerseys mixed up.
Notre Dame girl, Olivia Miles, a 5'10 guard, is projected fifth. And then Anisha Morrow.
You were very critical of their last draft. You were very critical. You
well, that Angel was just Reese. From a marketing standpoint.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, second biggest star in the game. Mm-hmm. Now, I will
She's
say
got a
that
McDonald's
the girl,
commercial, right?
The girl from
she has her own meal at McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah. What's is a UConn girl have a McDonald's commercial?
I don't know.
What's her name? Ariel Edwards?
Yeah.
No, she does not have a McDonald's
But I
meal.
Did see she was playing better in that Unrivaled tournament, that three on three thing. That
How would
doing.
You know?
I mean, I just, was, I don't know. Yeah.
So you're talking about Aaliyah Edwards.
Aaliyah
Edwards, she averaged 7.6 points
per
game.
We talked about it here, right? That Angel Reese got busted for stealing from McDonald's. We talked about that here, right?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I know she had 20-20 the other day.
Somebody said, maybe I dreamed this. That I had a conversation with someone. They said that when she was younger, she got busted for like stealing from McDonald's.
Now I don't
she has
know.
A McDonald's commercial.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah. I don't know. Somebody told me that or I dreamed it.
I think that was probably a Foxy Gator conversation.
Hey, EB, you hear about Angel Reese? She stole a Big Mac from McDonald's, and now she got her own meal.
No,
it's quite an American success story.
I had that conversation with somebody.
Maybe it was the guy telling you that everything's a simulation.
Could be. I don't think it was him either, though. I don't know.
Everything's a sim.
I thought it was Case that told me that.
Yeah, would you order a water and get Sprite?
Oh, I did that.
We're all living in a sim.
Did you ever do that?
Yeah, everyone did that.
I mean, I always did that. You know where I did that all the time? Cozy.
I mean, that's why they're out of business.
Soda
Are there any of those all around?
I used to go to Cozy for lunch.
I used to take Dylan and Kelsey
despite
to
a lot of
Cozy
my,
all the time.
My,
you get s'mores. You get s'mores
I
mean, at Cozy.
I never got a s'mores.
Definitely
there.
Had some sticky fingers back in the day. Yeah. I stole things. Never really a big soda thief. And I love soda. I love soda more than the next guy.
I don't believe you.
I don't really steal soda. I didn't say I was going to get water and then go get a soda.
What about those days when we used to play football as kids at Pointer Ridge Elementary School? Mm-hmm, and then we would go to the People's.
Okay, yeah.
Back, and then we would get our sodas in the back of People's. And a lot of people would pummel one people. Before and then pay for a second.
I didn't do that. You know why? I was scared of getting caught. Mm-hmm. Back in the day.
I guess I wasn't scared.
And then I'd be banned from the People's Drugstore.
But how come you weren't scared of getting caught when you were stealing pornos?
Because I was hammered. Oh. I was obliterated. Yeah. And I didn't really think about
like
the repercussions.
You were stealing from like Wawa's, weren't you?
Did you steal allegedly from Royal Farms.
Royal Farms.
That's all alleged. You can't prove anything. Right. There's no tapes.
Statute of limitations. It's college.
It has to have run out
by now. Valdez ever admit to stealing stuff? Were you a thief when you were in like high school or college? Did you?
Not really.
You never really stole from the convenience store or anything? You never stuffed like two papers in one paper?
Never did that. Actually, I take that back.
What'd you do? What was your scam?
I was a secretary for a committee of something in high school.
You pilfered all the funds?
No. So you had to have a certain amount of community service done in order to be in said club.
Okay.
You took money.
You fudged it.
Yeah. And so I say, hey, give me $5. I'll put you down as doing your community service.
Oh, you're
that's
on
a good scam.
I kind of like that.
That's a good scam. We had a buddy in high school that got busted for stealing from the poor box at church. Now, that's bad.
That's horrendous.
That's bad.
That's pretty low.
That's bad.
Hey, right now we're going to hook up caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with two tickets to Dierks Bentley. Broken Branches Tour is what it says here.
Well, it's got to be Broken Branches Tour. This is typo.
Or it could be Broken Braces.
What's a broken branch? Nothing. Broken know. Branches. I'm going to go with that.
Makes sense. Yeah. I was thinking broken braces, but I was like, that doesn't make sense either.
It has no
broken
flow.
Branches.
Has no flow to it, JP.
It's Friday, July 11th, Jiffy Lube Live. Special guest Zach Top and the band Loola. Ticket on sale now.
It's a great
tickets.
Read, Jamie.
More men in
info. Great read you're doing.
Visit thefandc.com/events. Call or 10 at 800-636-1067. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.